Chapter 17. When Abraham got to be 99 years old, then Jehovah appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and prove yourself faultless. And I will give my covenant between me and you, that I may multiply you very, very much. At this, Abraham fell upon his face, and God continued to speak with him, saying, As for me, look, my covenant is with you, and you will certainly become a father of a crowd of nations. And your name will not be called Abraham any more, and your name must become Abraham, because a father of a crowd of nations I will make you. And I will make you very, very fruitful, and will make you become nations, and kings will come out of you. And I will carry out my covenant between me and you, and your seed after you, according to their generations, for a covenant to time indefinite, to prove myself God to you, and to your seed after you. And I will give to you and to your seed after you the land of your alien residences, even the entire land of Canaan, for a possession to time indefinite, and I will prove myself God to them. And God said further to Abraham, As for you, you are to keep my covenant, you and your seed after you, according to their generations. This is my covenant that you men will keep between me and you men, even your seed after you. Every male of yours must get circumcised, and you must get circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it must serve as a sign of the covenant between me and you. And every male of yours 8 days old must be circumcised, according to your generations. Anyone born in the house and anyone purchased with money from any foreigner who is not from your seed. Every man born in your house and every man purchased with money of yours must without fail get circumcised. And my covenant in the flesh of you men must serve as a covenant to time indefinite. And an uncircumcised male who will not get the flesh of his foreskin circumcised, even that soul must be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And God went on to say to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you must not call her name Sarai, because Sarah is her name. And I will bless her, and also give you a son from her. And I will bless her, and she shall become nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. At this, Abraham fell upon his face, and began to laugh, and to say in his heart, Will a man 100 years old have a child born? And will Sarah, yes, will a woman 90 years old give birth? After that, Abraham said to the true God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you! To this God said, Sarah, your wife, is indeed bearing you a son, and you must call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for a covenant to time indefinite to his seed after him. But as regards Ishmael, I have heard you. Look, I will bless him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him very, very much. He will certainly produce 12 chieftains, and I will make him become a great nation. However, my covenant I shall establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this appointed time next year. With that, God finished speaking with him and went up from Abraham. Abraham then proceeded to take Ishmael his son, and all the men born in his house, and everyone purchased with money of his, every male among the men of the household of Abraham, And he went to circumcising the flesh of their foreskins in this very day, just as God had spoken with him. And Abraham was 99 years old when he had the flesh of his foreskin circumcised. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he had the flesh of his foreskin circumcised. In this very day Abraham got circumcised, and also Ishmael, his son. And all the men of his household, anyone born in the house, and anyone purchased with money from a foreigner, got circumcised with him.